On some level, this is the imprint that we carry around our relationships and men. And that imprint is then going to influence how we're in relationship to men, but also the masculine principle in a way. So the invitation, I guess, is that there's a rewiring here. So I want you to really just like be with those three things, like I'm not worthy of commitment and all of the, and then this is what I believe about men. This is fundamentally, if you believe that about men, you have this belief, and I'm sure that within that belief there are many other beliefs, then that's going to be the way that you're going to be looking at men. And it's not that it's not true, but it's just that if that's the belief, then that's what is going to be essentially created. And so it's not like I'm not really in the vein of, oh, change your belief and manifest new reality or anything like that. But let's get intimate with our own inner workings so that we can have an influence. We can invite maybe a different kind of perception, and therefore a different a space for something else to come in, or a different kind of reality to be created. Because as you feminine beings have seen, you've been on this epic spiral journey. You've unearthed all of this creativity that's now pouring out of you and is coming through. If we'd have spent the last 2 years just delving into men, like that same flow of love and creativity could be essentially possible, and it totally is possible, right? So it's like a little bit multi-layered as well, because okay, by delving into your sexual biography and looking at your relationship with men in the mortal realm, this is also imprinting how we're in relationship to the masculine principle as like an energetic principle. That is also how our own inner masculine is somehow vibrating, and then also how we feel held by life. So, okay, the belief that love is conditional and will eventually fade, you know, for your feminine, for our fem, you know, that belief is a belief that through your experience with men is imprinting, encoding your relationship in some way to life, right? And then, you know, the ego will destroy love, like, it's, you know, it isn't safe with humans. So there's something about like, as much as well as we're going to be rewiring this relationship with how we perceive men, it's also like how we perceive life and how we perceive God.